Good morning, everyone. Today's Daf and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay. And Rav Yossi went over a number of things where he wanted to share Olam Haba together with people who practiced in particular manners or experienced certain experiences. Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, went through six statements of Rav Yossi, Tehei Chalki, my portion should be. And where are we globally? We're in the 16th parak of Shabbos. We're in parak called Kisvei, and we are discussing the mitzvah of Shalshurus and the mitzvah of, well, today's going to be the mitzvah of Malav Malka. The reason why the Gemara gets into this discussion is because of the burning house. Our parak is dealing with what to save from the house when the house is on fire. So the first half of the parak dealt with saving Kisvei Kodesh. That's why the parak is called Kisvei. And the second half of the parak is talking about saving food. You go into your house and you save food. How much food do you save? So the Mishnah told us three meals. Three meals. Why three meals? Because on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat three meals. And it's an additional meal than what we normally would eat. And this is based on the fact that on Shabbos is special. And Shabbos we have to be mechabed. And that all comes up over the course of yesterday and today's daf. We're going to go through a few more bits of Agadata. Sorry. In the Gemara, and then we're going to come back to discussing the mitzvah of Gimel Seudos and the mitzvah today of Malav Malka. We find ourselves in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and it's about 15 lines from the bottom, and I'm Rav Yosef. Yeah. Okay, it's about two-thirds of the way down. The first word in the line is Chalki, and then we go to the end of the line, I'm Rav Yossi, Chamish Bilos Ba'alti, V'natat Chamisha Arazim B'Yisrael. So he was intimate with his wife. He declares that he was intimate with his wife on five occasions, and as a result of that, I planted five cedars amongst the Jewish people. Five cedars, the Gemara here is talking about his children, in other words, and he produced based on that five children, but not just children, but very special children. He refers to them as Arazim, they're cedars. Oman Inu, and the Gemara then goes and identifies the five sons of Rav Yossi. It's Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta Rav Yossi, Rabbi Avtilas Rav Yossi, Rabbi Menachem Rav Yossi. Okay, five sons of Rav Yossi. The Gemara notes Vaika Vardimas. Now there's another son, Vardimas. So the Gemara says, Haina Vardimas, Haina Menachem. Vardimas, Menachem, same. We often experience this in the Gemara where people go by more than one name. One's a name, one's a nickname, however it works. Vardimas, Shepanav Domam Leveret. Now, here the Gemara describes Vardimas as being a nickname because Panav Domam Leveret, he had a very rose-like complexion. Now the Gemara says five times with his wife that there's a mitzvah of ona. So the Gemara says, yeah, and of course he was mekayim the mitzvah of ona, but on top of that he also on these five occasions had bia and he was mishane, repeated the act again. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin, the act of having bia and repeating the act of bia is kidei. I'm reading Rashi kidei shiyu zecharim. That assures that you're going to have male sons. Damar Mara rotsi shiyu banav zecharim yivol vishana. The Gemara in Erevin, which Rashi quotes. I'm Rav Yossi yamayamai lo kariz lishti yishil shari shari. Rav Yossi says, look, I never refer to my wife as my wife, and I never refer to my oxen as my oxen. Eli shti beisi, but my wife I called my house. Ulishari sadai. And my oxen, I called my field. In other words, the wife was the Akeres Abayis. She was the mainstay of the house, the anchor of the house. So that's what he referred to his wife, Basi. And to his oxen, that was his field. Meaning just like the field is what's producing for you, the revenue, your income. So for him, it's his oxen which produced it. I'm Rav Yossi, Miyamai Loni Sekalti Mimila Shili. Rav Yossi also noted that he was extraordinarily modest. He never looked at the Makam Amila. Aini, the Gemara says, V'amr Leila Rabbi, my time Akar Le Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara wants to know, how can that be based on the following? We know that Rav Yehuda HaNasi had a nickname. He was known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Now, why was he called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? What made him so holy? Not just holy, but his whole name is defined by holiness, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amaluhumi amaylo nistikalti mimilo shali. So he says, I never looked at my makam amila. The question basically is, so why is he called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Meaning if it's a practice that's done by Rav Yossi. So you see, it's not such a unique practice. The way we could ask the question is, why isn't Rav Yossi called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Or Rav Yossi HaKadosh? So the Gemara says, So for Rabbi, there was an extra level of tznius, meaning aside from the fact that he never looked at his makam milah, he never put his hands below his belt, meaning he never touched his makam milah, and as a result of that, it was an extra level of tznius. I'm Rav Yossi, my Amayla Rav, Kores Beisi, Imri Chalukai. Rav Yossi noted that the walls of my house never saw the inside of my shirt. Rashi goes on to explain what that means is as follows. Usually when you take off your shirt, so remember they had like long tunics, so to take off a long tunic, you basically had to, from the bottom, lift it up, and it becomes inside out, and the walls of your house are going to see the inner seams of your tunic. That's not so worrisome. What is, however, worrisome is that it means that you're exposing yourself in your house. Now, even though you're in the privacy of your own house, but still, as an extra level of modesty, he didn't expose himself in the privacy of his own house. What did he do? So Rashi goes on to explain is that he changed under the sheets. I'm Rav Yossi, Me'amai Lo Avarti Al Divrei Chavirai. And Rav Yossi says, and also, my friend told me to do something, my colleagues told me to do something, I never balked, I never demurred. Yodea ani ba'atmi she'eino kohen. Look, everyone knows I'm not a kohen. And if my friends would have said, you know, why don't you go up there and duchen? Why don't you bench the people? So he said, okay, I'll do it. Now, of course, that's very strange. Of course, that's very strange. Meaning, I understand that his colleagues, of course, he's speaking to the idea of his loyalty to his colleagues, and that's important. But also, what he's speaking to is what seemingly is. Bitl aseh, meaning you're not a kohen, you can't dochen. So Tosos notes how odd this is, and Tosos writes, it is the third Tosos on the Amud, Ilu hayomim lichaver alay ledochen, lo yadari ma isa yesh bezer, I'm sorry, bizar ha'ola ledochen. I don't know, the Re writes, I can't really articulate what the isa would be for a non-kohen to go up and dochen. Maybe the issue is the brach levatala, says Tosos. But it's funny, the way Tosos writes it, it's like, I'm not really sure, maybe. And of course, Tosos is commenting at this point because it sounds like Rav Yossi was ready to do it. Maybe, this is my suggestion, maybe Rav Yossi would do it without making a bracha. Maybe. But it, of course, it is very strange. I'm Rav Yossi, Mi'amalo Amati Davar V'Chazarti La'Chorai. I never had to retract on anything I said. Right? You'll notice, especially with public servants, that there's a lot of retractions that go on.
Always misquoted,
misstated. I misspoke. So anyway, so what Rav Yossi says, another thing about me is that I never retract on anything I said. I said it. It's fine. I had no problem with it. I'm Rav Nachman Taisili. Okay, and that ends our discussion of Rav Yossi and the unique quality of Rav Yossi. I'm Rav Nachman. We're about 4 or 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Taisili, dikam to gimel some of the seudas b'Shabbos. I should get rewarded because I made sure to eat 3 seudas on Shabbos. I'm Rav Yudah Taisili, dikam to yin tefila. He says I should get rewarded because I fulfilled the Iyun HaTfila. Now, Iyun HaTfila, what exactly does that mean? Analysis of davening, investigation of davening. So take a look at the next Tosos on the Amun. Perush, the Kavanas Halev. When I daven, I made sure to have Kavana. I did not just simply say the words and say them robotically, but I made sure to have Kavana to really think about what was I saying. And then he says, and we're going to see together a little bit later on, one of the things where we're going to get rewarded, both in this world and the next world, is the Intfilah. Now there is a Gemara in Brachos, which he quotes over here, which says that if you're Ma'ayin in your Tfilah, it's only going to lead to heartache. Right? Lide Kev Lev. So Tosos says that's a different type of Iyun Tefillah, meaning Tosos is going to have to bisect the two Gemaras. That's a different type of Iyun Tefillah. Hahu Iyun Demitzapa Masayasa Kosh Baruch Hu Bakasha So Shesav Shetefillah So Mikubelas. Meaning the Gemara in Brachos is referring to somebody who davens with a full expectation that I will get what I asked for. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely listened to my tefillah. That's the tefillah of the Gemara in Brachos, where that just leads to Ke'ev Lev. Kedemai say Allah tochas memushecha machra lev. And that's how Tosfos understands the Gemara in Brachos. Our Iyun tefillah, that our Gemara over here is lauding, is talking about where you have Kavanah, the proper Kavanah. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua Taisi Delo Sagina Del Amos Begilo Erosh. I should get rewarded because I never walked 4 amos with my head uncovered. Amar Rav Shesha Taisi Delo Dikam the Mitzvah Tefillin. I made sure to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tefillin. Now, what does that mean? Don't we all fulfill the Mitzvah of Tefillin? And what makes it so special and so unique that he's saying, Taisi Li, I really deserve it? So you take a look at Rashi, and Rashi writes, Shelo halachar ba'amos below tefillin, v'chein le'inyit tzitzis. It's not that he wore tefillin, we all wear tefillin. It's that he made sure that he never walked 4 amos without wearing tefillin. He wore tefillin all day, at every available opportunity during the day. It's not a position which is recommended nowadays. You need to go fnaki. But in other words, that's what he's saying. That's what made him so special, so important. And also possibly, again, my suggestion, possibly also Rav Sheshus was blind. Now we know blind people are chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, but at least there's an opinion out there that says that blind people are not chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, and so maybe that's why he gets a special zechus. But okay, that's just my suggestion. Rav Nachman talks about how he was mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and again we'll go back to Rashi and we'll say not just being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but at all times he would not walk 4 amos without tzitzis. Amar le Rav Yosef le Rav Yosef brei de Rabba avucha b'may zar tzvei. What was your father so careful about? Amar le b'tzitzis. He says my father was really careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Yumachad have a kasalik bedarga, and I'll give you a story. One time he was going up a ladder, ifsik lechuta. So what happens is that tzitzis got caught and one of the strings ripped. Velo nachis, the asakama de lo ramya. And he wouldn't go down from the ladder. He would not move from the ladder until he fixed its tzitzis, and then he would move again. The Amar Abaye taisili dechichazin etzorbet merabanan deshalim esechta. Abaye says, I also should get a schar because whenever I saw a young Talmud Chacham who finished the Masechta, Avidna Yumatama L'Rabbanan, I would make a siyum. Well, we would call a siyum. The Gemara refers to it as Yantav. Okay, a festive meal. Amar Rav Taisili, we're on the top of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Taisili Dechiasi Tzurba Merabbanan L'Kama L'Dina. When I had a Talmud Chacham who came to me for litigation, Lo mezignina reisha beisaja, I would not put my head down on my pillow. Kama de lo mafichna bezuchusei, until I could think of some sort of argument for the merit of the Talmud Chacham. Amar Mar Baravashi, pesilna le letzur b'mirabon ladina. Mar Baravashi says, I'll go one step further. I can't even serve as a judge on a case that involves the Talmud Chacham. My Talmud de chaviv alai kugufai, because I love the Talmud Chacham as much as myself, and we know that I'm biased towards myself. I'm biased towards the Talmud Chacham, so I cannot be an unbiased judge when litigation involves a Talmud Chacham. So ve'ein adam rochov alatzmo, right? You never think you're wrong. Okay, we're hardwired that way. And he says regarding Talmud Chacham, he's me, so I can't be a judge. For him. Rabbi Chanina Ma'atev Akai Panya Damala de Shabbasa. And now we start the Gemaras. So good, so now we are back on track on the discussion of Shabbos, notably the eating of the 3 meals, and notably we're going to be talking about the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, honoring Shabbos. The Rambam writes towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos that there are basically, we'll call 4 mitzvahs of Shabbos. The first 2 mitzvahs of Shabbos is what's called Shamor V'Zachor. Right, those are the 2 daraisa mitzvahs of Shabbos. Right, Shamor, making sure to make sure that you don't violate any of the malachas of Shabbos. Zachor, Kiddush. Okay, that's the 2 mitzvahs daraisa of Shabbos. And then the Rambam writes that there are 2 mitzvahs derabbanan of Shabbos. The 2 mitzvahs of the derabbanan of Shabbos are Kavod V'Oneg, honoring Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos. There is a comment by the Vilna Gaon, by the Gra. He says that what's the difference between Kavod and Oneg? He says Kavod is everything we do getting ready for Shabbos, and Oneg, says the Gra, is everything we do on Shabbos itself. All the enjoyment of Shabbos that's referred to as Oneg. Okay, that's the Rambam's two mitzvahs derabbanan, and that's the Gaon's division of the two mitzvahs of Shabbos. We have what's called Kavod, and we have what's called Oneg. The Gra writes that Hadlakas Neros is both, meaning when you're Malik Ner, so it's both Kavod and it's Oneg, meaning I'm doing it for Shabbos, before Shabbos. Obviously, I can't do it on Shabbos, but also on Shabbos itself, I'm Oneg, meaning I enjoy the light, I enjoy the Ner. So let's go to the Gemara. Rabbi Chanin Ma'atef. So Rabbi Chanina would be Ma'atef. Now I know usually when you hear the word Ituf, so it's in reference to tzitzis, right? That's usually how we understand the word Ma'atef. Rashi over here does not say that. In fact, Rashi writes Ma'atef. It's the beginning of the third line down. Bibigadim Na'im. So he would wear very fine clothing in honor of Shabbos. If you take a look at the Rambam actually writes that he would also be Ma'atef in tzitzis as well. Minig amongst the Hasidim, and this really has not picked up amongst the general Jewish population, but amongst the Hasidim, which I'm sure from their viewpoint they are the general Jewish population, I don't know if all of them do, some of them do, they wear the talis on Friday night, or is it just the Rebbe?
No, just the Rebbe.
Just the Rebbe that does it. Rabbi Chanina Ma'atef v'kaya panya demala shabasa. So Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself up in an Erev Shabbos Amar Bo v'netzel likra Shabbos Hamalka. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Hamalka. Rabbi Yana lavish ma'anei. Rabbi Yana would make sure to put on good clothing, quality clothing. Male Shabbos v'amar bo kala bo kala. And he would say, come kala, come kala. And he would refer to Shabbos as the kala. Why would he refer to Shabbos as a kala? So again, when I go back to Rashi, Rashi writes, hachikar le l'shvis to Shabbos, mitoch chavivos. Because of the love that he has for Shabbos, it's like just like a chasan has a love for his kala, so too, the Jewish people have a love for Shabbos, boi kala, boi kala. I know it sounds familiar. It's right, it's the end of Lecha Dodi. But now, at least you now know that the author of Lecha Dodi, right, Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, so he got it from the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes. Now you know. Rava Barav Huna Yikla Labe, Rava Barav Nachman Krivalei Klas Savitchia. So happened to be that Rav Huna went to visit Rava Bar Nachman on a Shabbos, and all of a sudden out comes the delicacies. Wafers smeared with oil. Amar Leis, Rav Huna says, did you know I was coming? Mihava Yadisu De Asinu? Amar Leis, Mihadif Talan Mino. What do you mean? don't give yourself that much credit. In other words, Shabbos, meaning Shabbos is here. I made all this for Shabbos. It happens to be that you came and you benefited from it, but I didn't make it for you. Let's be honest. I made it for Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Zavim Tlesar, Istari Pshita, Bisra. Rabbi Abba would purchase on Erev Shabbos 13 pieces of meat with 13 coins. Mitlesar Tavche. From 13 different butchers. Umashlim lahu atzinor d'dasha. And he would leave the money at the front of the door. Okay, Rashi offers a couple of pshatim exactly how this worked, how the transaction worked. The front of his own door, the front of the door of the butcher. Either way, the idea is that he would buy meat for Shabbos. He would go to the 13 different butchers. Right? He supported every one of his local kosher eateries. Ve'amar lahu asher hayav asher hayah. And then he instructed the people in his house, get a move on it. Let's go. Meaning cook the meat. Shabbos is coming, right? With speed and excitement. Rabbi Abba v'yasei v'atachtachta d'shina u'moshef nura. Rabbi Abba would sit down on his ivory stool on Erev Shabbos and he would fan the flames. Meaning in preparation of Shabbos, so he'd make sure that the oven's lit. So what he would do, he would sit there and he would actually fan the flames. Rav Anan lavishkunda, Rav Anan, when he would get ready in Erev Shabbos. So he would not wear nice clothing. I make this mistake. He would not wear nice clothing, but rather what he would do, he would put on a smock, he put on an apron, whatever you want to call it, and that's how he would cook and get ready for Shabbos. Netan debe Rabbi Shema begadim shabisha b'hem kedera l'rabo, al yimzog b'hem kos l'rabo. The clothing that you wear to cook the food is not the same clothing you should wear when you actually present and serve the food. So in other words, so I made sure that when I was getting ready for Shabbos, so I put on, but then when it came down to Shabbos and eating, then I put on the fine clothing. Rav Safra, Machrech Resha. The Gemara goes on to say, beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, for those of you who remember. Rav Safra, Machrech Resha, Rav Safra would singe the head of an animal, Rava Malach Shivuta, Rava would salt the fish, Rav Huna, Madlik Shraga, Rav Huna would light the nair, Rav Papa, Gadol Patilta, Rav Papa would make the wick, Rav Chista, Parim Silka, he would cut up the beets into fine pieces, in other words, he would make the salad, Rabav, Rav Yosef, Mitzachit Tzivi, these Amarim would split the wood, Rabbi Zera, Mitzachit Tzitzuse, Rabbi Zera would kindle, would get the kindle ready, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mechatev, Ayam Mechatev, Anafik, and Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak would schlep. Schlep things in, schlep things out. Amr Ila Mekalan Li, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi, Mila Mechatfina Kamayu. Look, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi, if they were coming to visit me, I wouldn't be schlepping, I wouldn't get in my house ready. Shabbos is coming, it should be no different. The Ika Da Amri, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi, Mechatfina Aile. Now, slightly different version of the story, but the same punchline. Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Asi would be the schleppers. Mechatfina Nafke Amri, Ilu Ikla La Rabbi Yochanan. Look, if we heard that Rabbi Yochanan was coming to our house, we'd be schlepping. We'd be getting the house ready. Shabbos is coming. We're schlepping. Milo mechatina kame de Rav Yosef. I'm sorry. Mechatina and kame. So we're in the process now of schlepping for Shabbos. The Gemara in Kiddushin in the second parak says, what's the point of all these Gemaras? So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, it's very simple. Mitzvah bo, Yosef mi b'shlucho. Meaning, look, you can hire people to do all this. Meaning, to cook, get somebody else to cook. To clean, get somebody else to clean. You can hire people to do all this. But, in general, if it's Tuesday, so fine, so hire somebody. Okay, good, if you can afford it. But Friday for Shabbos, meaning there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, that's as we discussed in the beginning of this whole discussion, there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So now that there's a mitzvah involved, Yoser bo mishlucho. I'm sorry, mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho. It's better that you do the mitzvah rather than to delegate and to subcontract all these preparations to somebody else. Gemara tells a story. Now here I will say this is a famous story. I feel like everyone in this room knows the story. If you didn't, okay, so this is the first time, but this is a famous one. Yosef Mokir Shabbe. So that was his nickname. His nickname was Yosef, the one who honored Shabbos. Now there was a non-Jew living in the same community as Yosef Mokir Shabbos, and he was very wealthy. Very wealthy non-Jew. Nachzi Tuva. Amri Le Kaldai. Now, he speaks to the astrologers, the Chaldeans, who we see time and again throughout Shas. They're the ones who are able to predict the future. Kul Nachzi Yosef Mokir Shabbos Achalahu. All your wealth, it's going to go over to Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Sorry. It's just, that's what the cards say, that's what the crystal ball says, that's what the stars say, however they operate. Azal Zavnina Lekula Nichse, so, in order to try to delay the inevitable. So he sold all of his merchandise, and he consolidated it into one jewel. Zavan Bohu Marganisa, and he bought this jewel. Osve Bisaina, and he wore it in his hat. So instead of putting the cash under the mattress, right, that's the old move, so he put the jewel under his hat. Bahada dekavra mavra, now as he was crossing the river, aparche zika, out comes the wind. Shaje ben maya, out flew the hat, into the water, out went the jewel, into the water, bal ay kavre, the fish swallows the jewel, askua, the fishermen catch the fish, and with the jewel inside, obviously. It's Erev Shabbos. And now is it Erev Shabbos? It's really late Erev Shabbos. Ami Manzav and Kiashto, who's going to buy now a fish? But they know the answer already, so Amre Lahu, so others tell the fishermen, Zila Amtuye Legabi Yosef Mokir Shabbe. Go to Yosef. Because he really loves Shabbos. He really honors Shabbos. So all you have to say to him is, hey, we have a fish. You want it for Shabbos? And he's going to say yes. Deragel de Zavin, Deragel de Zavin. He's a common customer. Amtuye nihale. So they brought it to him. Zavne, he purchased it. Kare, he cut it open. Ashkech be marganise. He found the jewel. Zavne betleisar. Elisa di dinara de dahava. and with it he actually got 13. Now, how are we going to say this exactly? So from Rashi, it sounds like the Gemara here is speaking in a somewhat exaggerated fashion, right? Rashi writes, Ilios Maleos Dinare Zahav, 13 addicts worth of gold. The Guzma Ba'amahu, and Rashi himself writes, this is a bit of an exaggeration, Klamer Hon Atak Ma'od, Kach Perish Rabbeinu Alevi. It just simply means that he got a lot of money. Pagabea Usaba Amar, now along comes a Saba, an elderly person, a mystery elderly person. Generally speaking, we identify that person as Eliyahu Navi, but the Gemara doesn't identify him. So who am I to identify him? Either way, and the elderly person says, Mandi Yazif Shabbasa, Pari Shabbos, whoever borrows for Shabbos, Shabbos will pay him back. Okay, and apparently this is all payback for Yosef Moker Shabbos for all the years that he was Mechabi Shabbos. Baminei Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Asher Asher Shabbat Yisrael Bamahin Zochin. How do wealthy people get wealthy? Right, I know everyone's like waiting to hear the answer to this. So, what zechus do they have to they merit their wealth? So, in Eretz Yisrael, so you know what they do? They give Trumas and Maisros. Okay, because there's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael to give Trumas and Maisros, and we know based on the Gemara in Tanis, I want to say Daf Tes. Okay, that right Aser to Aser Amar Lei. Yeah, no good. Yeah, I got it. Amar Lei B'Shoshem Asrin Shenem Aser to Aser. So the reason why is because they take off Shemus Maisos and the Pasuk promises Aser to Aser. So Aser Bishvil Shetit Asher. The double language says that if you take off Shemus Maisos, you're going to become wealthy. Now there's a big Tosis over there on Daf Tes and Tanis. And Tosis over there discusses, is this true not only for the mitzvah of Shemus Maisos, but is this true for Tzedakah in general? That if I give Tzedakah, am I also going to be promised to be wealthy? So if you take a look at Tosis over there, he has that discussion. From our Gemara, simple reading of our Gemara would indicate that the promise of getting wealthy is only for the mitzvah of Trumas and Maestros and not for Tzedakah in general. Sheba Bavel Mahin Zochin in Bavel. So how are they Zochin? B'shoshim Echad, that's the Torah. They have a special Kibbutz Kavod HaTorah out there in Bavel. Now remember, Bavel's where all the yeshivas were. So over there, they understood Kavod HaTorah because... Right, all the yeshivas, I mean, not all. I mean, there was Eretz Yisrael, but Surah, Naharda, Pampadisa, all your big yeshivas are in Bavel, so they had Kavod HaTorah. And that was in the Zchus of Kavod HaTorah, so they were wealthy. Uvishah HaRatzos B'mahim Zochin. Now, outside of Bavel, where there weren't that many yeshivas, so how were they Zochin for the wealth? I'm like, B'shul Shemachapnes HaShabbos. So for that, they had Kavod HaShabbos. Damar B'chia Barabba, Pamachash, Nisarak, V'yitzabal HaBayis, B'lutkia. I went to the town of Lutkia. Apparently Lutkia is nowhere, meaning it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's not Bavel, it's out there, it's out of town, as they say. They reveal the fun of Shulchan Shel Zahav, and out comes the table, and the table's made of gold. Mashu Shisha Asar B'nei Adam, and heavy table, the weight of 16 people, or alternatively 16 people to carry it. 13 silver chains attached to the table. Vikaros, right, 16, thank you. Vikaros, Vikosos, Vikitonios, Vitsuchios, Kvuun Bo. And it actually had jugs and pitchers and, right, beautiful setware. Ve'alav komine macha, v'komine megadim v'samim. And it had food and delicacies and besamim. Right, that's a shout out to the Sfardim. And when they would place it down, they would say Lashem Haaretz Malawa. The meaning, as Rashi explains, Ein Anu Rishayim Lehanos Achin Avarech Shmo BeBirchas Alechem. Meaning, it doesn't belong to me; it's all it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the only right I have to take it is only by making a bracha. And when the table was removed, so what was then said? Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Artzos LeLivnei Adam. Meaning, because we made the bracha, so now it belongs to us. Amarti lo b'ni b'mezachisi. And I said to him, wow, all this is very impressive. How were you zoche? What did you do that was so special that warranted all this? So he says, look, I have a butcher. And any time I got my hands on an animal, on the best animal, I earmarked the animal, Here I could say it literally. I earmarked the animal lechavat Shabbos. Amarti lo ashrecha shezachisa ubar chamochem shezika chakach. And he said, "Wow, ashrecha," meaning you're really fortunate. Amle kesa leRabbi Yoshua ben Chanina Chananya mimnei matav shosh Shabbos recho no Dave. He says, "Look, it's unbelievable. Shabbos, I walk by the Jew's house, and the smell out of the house is amazing. So how is that?" So Amr lo, so he gives the Caesar an answer. Tavlin echad yesh lanu. Well, you know we have a special spice, the Shabbos Shemo. And the name of the spice is called Shabbos. Shana matila socho v'recho nodev. And what we do is we take out from the cabinet the spice called Shabbos, we add it to the food, and that is how it gets the unbelievable smell. So Amr lo, Caesar thought he was speaking literally. So Amr lo, tein lanu haymenu. So could you mind? Can we have some? Amar lo chol ha-mishamer se-shabbos mo'el lo v'she'enu mishamer se-shabbos enu mo'el lo. Yeah, in other words, you got to be shomer Shabbos. It only works if you're shomer Shabbos. If you're not a shomer Shabbos, it does not work. Amar l'resh galus l'rav amin r'may dechsev l'ktosh Hashem m'chuban. Back to the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Amar l'zeh yom ha-kipurim. Now, obviously, as we discussed in the beginning of the shiur today, there's a general mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. Yom Kippur, it's hard. It's hard to be mechabe Shabbos because we don't eat on Yom Kippur, right? We don't drink on Yom Kippur. So what are we doing on Yom Kippur that makes it special? She'ein bo lo achila v'lo shi'a amar Torah kavdeu b'ksus nikiyah. So make sure on Yom Kippur to wear very fine clothing, clean clothing, fine clothing on Yom Kippur. Now the Torah, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that you have to positively, actively honor the Shabbos. How do you do that? So Rav says you make your Shabbos meal early, and Shmuel says actually you delay the Shabbos meal. Tosfos believes that there's no machlokas going on over here in the Gemara. V'lo pligi, I'm reading Tosfos. Ela Rav Ari Bedarko LaAchir Ushmul Ari Bedarko LaHaktim Kedamrin Mesamuch. Tosfos says it's just based on your local custom. If your local custom is normally to eat early, so on Friday afternoon, push it off to late. If your local custom is to eat late, so push your meal early on Friday afternoon. Deviate from the norm so that you recognize and you realize that hey, this is a special meal. This is not just dinner.
Actually used the time of eating Shabbat for
Kriyat
Shema, and that was actually early.
Correct. Amalei b'nei Rabbi Papa Bar Abba Rabbi Papa could go down to the Shrech Lam. So Rabbi Papa says, and it's great because based on Tosfos, you totally understand now the context of this Gemara. Meaning, you need Shinui. In other words, there has to be something different on Shabbos that notes that it's Shabbos. So Kol Yuma b'mai Nishneya. So what should I do different? Because truth of the matter is that for me, every night is meat and wine. Okay, now doctors, I'm sure you're not super thrilled with that, but Amalahu irigilta lachtuma achrua, irigilta lachrua achtuma. So he says, okay, so in terms of the actual courses of the meal, so it'll be the same. In terms of the times of the meal, so that makes, I change the times to make it special. Rav Sheshes Bekita, most of the Rabbanan Hechad Demacha Shimsha Beshimsha, and Besitva, most of the Rabbanan Hechad Demacha Fetula. Now, Rav Sheshes was blind, and he also was the Rosh Yeshiva. So what he would do is he would sit in front of they would put him in front of the Talmidim, and he would zug, and he would say shir on Shabbos. Right? Remember, we talked about this just yesterday. Right? Shabbos was the time that they had the shir. So he would be giving shir on Shabbos. But there's a little friction, because on Shabbos, on one hand, you want to learn and you want to give shir to everyone. On the other hand, Shabbos, you want to eat. Not only do you want to eat on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to do so. So what Rav Sheshes did is that he gave shir, but he also made sure that he would know the time for the shir is up. Now, Rav Sheshes had two problems. Number one, he didn't have a wristwatch, and number two, even if he did, he's blind, so it wouldn't really help him. So, very wisely, what he did is that he would situate all the Talmidim in a way in which he would know that time's up, meaning the shir is done and I got to go home, and the students got to go home. In the summertime, what he would do is he would have all the Talmidim sit right where they're going to get hit by the sun in the late morning. So that meaning to say that now in the late morning, the sun would start beating on the Talmidim and on him. He'd feel it. The Talmidim would feel it. He knows, okay, time's up. Everyone needs to go home and eat. And in the winter time, he would put his students in the shade so that it got really cold. The students would start shivering. He would start shivering. He would hear the students shivering. He knows, okay, it's time for everyone to go home. There's the Gemara Yushalmi. The Rif quotes it. The Gemara Yushalmi says that you should not go. You shouldn't fast on Shabbos. Okay, I know Tanis Chalom is an exception, but in general, you shouldn't fast on Shabbos. And the Rif quotes the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says Chatzos, meaning you should be eating by Chatzos on Shabbos. You should not be fasting until Chatzos. I know here in America, it's very popular to have a minyan and start late, end late. Meals don't start till late. Okay, but in other words, but really, Maker Adin, you should be a plug to our Shkama Minyan. But Maker Adin, you should be having the meal early. In other words, before Chatzos. I know. He puts us to shame. So, okay. I'm sorry, I just didn't read the end of the Gemara. So Rosh Hashanah Bekita Mosav Lo Rabban Hech Dematcha Shimsha Besidva Mosav Lo Rabban Hech Dematcha Tula Ki Hech Dilekamo Haya. So everyone would get up in a hurry. It's the second time we saw that word today on the daf. Everyone would get up in a hurry and run home and start eating. Rabbi Zeira, top of the next number. Rabbi Zeira Mahader Azuze Zuze De Rabban. Rabbi Zeira in the base medrash. So he would shoo the Talmidim out of the Beis Medrash. There, everyone was learning Bechavrus in the Beis Medrash. And he would shoo them out of the Beis Medrash. Okay, guys, let's go. Go home. It's time to eat. Amarle, b'matusa minaychu lo techal aluna. Don't be mechal al Shabbos. It's a strong language to describe going home and eat. But it's Shabbos. In other words, part of the Mitzvah Shabbos is oneg and correct. And part of the Mitzvah Shabbos is to go home and eat. So and it wasn't they were doing a bad thing. They were learning in the Beis Medrash. Okay, good. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. Wonderful. And that's a good thing. But now it's time to go home and eat. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Yishuv ben Levi Afilo Yachem Mispal Be'er Shabbos Terech Lam Rav Yechulo. Even an individual on Erev Shabbos should make sure and say Vayechulo. Now we say, I don't know if anyone's been doing an accounting, but by the time Friday night is over, we say Vayechulo three times. We say it in Shmona Esrei. We repeat it after Shmona Esrei, right? We do it again in Kiddush. Okay, so we say Vayichul a lot. The point the Gemara is saying is that don't limit it to just when you're in a tzibur, but even on your own, you should say Vayichul. What's the thought process of the Gemara? Why would I thought that you only should say Vayichulu when you're with others? But you shouldn't say it on your own. Meaning, what's the Havamina? So presumably what the Havamina is Vayechulu is testimony. We're testifying that Akash Baruch Hu was creator of the world. Right? That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Akash Baruch Hu's cessation of creation. So what we are commemorating, remembering, testifying is to that point. Testimony usually comes as a pair. Meaning it's Eidus. Eidus, one person cannot give Eidus. So perhaps that's the thought process of the Gemara. So, but the Gemara says, okay, that's the Havamina. But the Maskana is, even an individual should say Vayichulu. Afilu Yachad Mispal Be'er Shabbos Terech Lomar Vayichulu. Da'amar Rav Avinu Kol Mispal Be'er Shabbos Lomar Vayichulu. Ma'ala Lavakasu Kilo Nasa Shutov La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you became a partner with Hashem. Be'ma'asa Breishis. Shenema Vayichulu Al Tikra Vayichulu Ela Vayichlu. And we finished. Who's the we? We meaning we're partners with Hashem. Now here, did you really get involved in creation? Yes. In this context, you did. Dibur kemaisa shenema b'dvar Hashem naasu. Sorry. B'dvar Hashem shamayim naasu. The words of Hashem shamayim naasu. The world was created. Now it's interesting because Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates with dibur. Okay, but to a certain degree, and certainly in this context, we also dibur kemaisa. You go to shul, you say Vayichulu, you walk home. The two Malachi Asharis are accompanying you. They put their hands on your head. You will receive full atonement. Tanya Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer. I'd venture to guess that everyone here knows this Gemara as well. You're accompanied home by two malachim. Echad tov ve'echad ra. One is good, one is not. And when you come home and everything's prepared, lit candles are lit, table set, beds are made. So you get a bracha from the malach atov, and the bracha is, I hope next Shabbos turns out to be the same. And the malach ra is forced to say amen. Baal karcho, against his will. The imlav malach ra omer yiratzon shetel Shabbos acheres kach. And if the opposite, and if you're ill prepared for Shabbos, so you get a quote unquote bracha from the Malach Ra saying, I hope this perpetuates and continues for next Shabbos as well.
What happened to the Shabbat before this?
Right. I understand. But the point of the Gemara is perpetuation of certain habits and habit forming activities. And as you would probably have guessed, one of the zmiras that we sing on Friday night is Shalom Aleichem, and that's based on our Gemara right here on Daf Kuf Yates. Okay, we got Lechadonia on Kuf Yates Amud Aleph, and we have Shalom Aleichem on Kuf Yates Amud Beis. Not actually in the Gemara, but based on the Gemara. Amar V'lazer Lo Lemisa Adam Shulchan Arev Shabbos Alfa Pishen and Tzarech. Now let's say you're going out, or let's say you're just not a big crowd. Okay, still set the table. Set the table, prepare it for Shabbos. Even if all you're going to eat is a kazayis, the food, whatever, you're sick, you're whatever the case is, still prepare the table nicely for Shabbos. And now we move on to Malava Malka. We've been discussing now up until this point in time the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and now the Gemara for the first time discusses Malava Malka. We call it Malava Malka. The Gemara just simply refers to it as after Shabbos. After Shabbos, make sure to honor the Shabbos as well and set the table, even though you don't need a kezayis. Ella kezayis. Chamin mamotzei Shabbos melugma. The hot water on motzei Shabbos, perfect. Paschama bamotzei Shabbos melugma. Fresh bread on motzei Shabbos, also perfect. So your malava malka should be made up of a little toast together with a nice hot tea. That's it. Rabbi Abahu Havavdele Bapuka Shabbos Eglatosa. Rabbi Abahu, upon the exiting of Shabbos, would make sure to have Iglatosa. Hava Achamane Kulyasa. And specifically, he would eat the kidney of this Iglatosa. Iglatosa, right? Two pshatim, what it is. It's either the third calf or a very fine calf. Either way, it's an exquisite piece of meat. And he would check that on Moshe Shabbos, as part of his Malava Malka, and he would eat specifically the kidney of Iglatosa. Yeah? Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat.
I know, I'm saying at night it's okay to do Shechita.
Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says that as long as you have candles and you can see what you're doing, yes. So, Kigadol Avim Ibrei Amar Lei Lama Lach Le'asudikula Hai. Now, his son gives him some bad advice, which is not bad. I mean, it's going to be bad, but it's practical, meaning you're going to shecht an entire animal on Motzei Shabbos just for the kidney? That's a lot of meat wasted just to eat the kidney. Nishvo kol yasa mimalei Shabbos. Why don't you do the following? Meaning you're shechting an animal anyway on Friday for Shabbos, so why don't you put the kidney on ice, or whatever they had back then, and save the kidney for Motzei Shabbos. But to shecht an entire animal on Motzei Shabbos just for the kidney doesn't sound like it's worth it. Shavkua. So he did it. V'arsa aryeh achle. And now comes a lion and eats. I know it sounds like it eats him. Let's not say that. But let's say out comes a lion and ate a calf. Meaning, obviously, min hashamayim, it was deemed, it was ordained, look, you're going to lose that calf anyway. So you lose it without benefiting from the mitzvah of malava malka, or have a malava malka. Amar Rav Yishuv Malevi Kol Ona Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavarech B'Kol Kocha Koron Lo Gzardino. The importance of answering Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Now, how did this Gemara sneak in over here? I guess it speaks to the idea, we've been speaking a lot to the idea of how Shabbos is a zechus, it's a reparation. You have a mechila. Okay, maybe that's the sequence of events. But anyway, our Gemara speaks about how it's important to say Yehi Shmei Rabba, Bikol Kolcho, with all your might. And if you do so, and Rashi over here says, Bikol Kolcho, Rashi says it's not a function of volume, but it's a function of kavana. Right? Rashi writes, Bikol Kavanaso. So you say Yehi Shmei Rabba, and you really think intently on the words and what they mean. If we remember back to the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara actually, Tosfos over there in Brachos gave two explanations of how to understand Yehi Shmei Rabba. It's either one phrase, or he breaks it up into two separate phrases. Okay. And it's important because you got to know how to pause when you say the Yehi Shmei Rabba. Okay. If I had time, we would do both. But anyway. Koren lo gzar dina shenamar. Before peros b'yisrael b'yisnadev am barchu Hashem. Your calamities are averted because you are berach Hashem. My time before peros mishum de barchu Hashem. Okay, and it's cause effect. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu yesh bo shem mishal avodah zara. Even if you have a little bit of avodah zara with you, mochlan lo, you'll be forgiven for answering amen yesh me rabba. Ksiv hacha be peros ksiv hasam kol ki parua hu. Going to, I was going to say next week's Parsha. No, it's not next week. All right, whatever. 3 weeks from now, go to Parsha's Kisisa, Ki Paruahu, and when we got involved in the Egel HaZahav, so the word Paru is used over there, so it means even though we're involved in a little bit of a Avodah Zarah, but Yehi Shmei Rabba is going to negate that. Amar Shlakish Kolona Amin B'chol Kucha Poskolo Shari Gan Eden. Answering Yehi Shmei Rabba with all Kavana opens up the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar Pischu Sha'arim Vayavu Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim Altikar Shomer Emunim A'ela Sha'omrim Amen. My Amen, the Gemara tells us, what does Amen signify? Amra Vichanina, it's no trikun, Kel Melech Ne'eman. It's an affirmation of God being a trustworthy God. Amra Vyuda Breit Rav Shmuel Mishmeh Rav Einad Leika Mitzuy Yelab HaMakub Shish Chol Shabbos. When's the fire going to break out? When there is a lack of Shmir Shabbos, when there's Chol Shabbos. Shenamar v'im lo sishmu'u elai l'kdoshes yom Hashem ulevitei se'eis masa. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says v'hitseisi eish b'shareha v'achla armanos Yerushalayim v'lo sichabeh. So the pasuk goes on to describe that the fire breaks out. Because the fire breaks out is because there is a lack of Chil Shabbos. May v'lo sichabeh Rav Nachma Yitzchak b'shar she'im b'nei adam mitzurim l'kvoso. And now is the fire going to break out? But the fire is going to break out when there's no one to put out the fire. The Gemara talks about the Chorban. Why did the Chorban occur? I know this sounds like a lot of Gemaras that give explanations in terms of why there was a Chorban. And also note that the Gemara here is not specific in terms of which Beis HaMikdash we're talking about. The Chorban Rishon, the Chorban Sheni, not clear from the Gemara. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "U mishapsosai ha'alimoi ne'em ve'echal bisocham." So they were not careful about my Shabbos, as the pasuk in Yecheskel, and as a result of that, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Amar Rabbi Abba. Now again, he could be explaining the first Beis Hamikdash, or it can be a nevius for the second Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rabbi Abba lo chav yishlam el b'shul shebitlu kriyas shema shachris varvus. Gemara gives other explanations. We were not careful about Shema in the morning and the evening. They did not wake up early in the morning. They got involved with Sheikhar, with the drinking. And they did not say Pol Hashem, the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we were sent into exile. We weren't careful enough about making sure that there was children learning Torah in the yeshivas. Shenamar, Shfoch al Olal Bachutz. The punishment comes out because of Olal. Matam Shfoch, Mishum de Olal Bachutz. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu anger was poured? Because the children were outside, they were not in the yeshivas learning. There was not enough modesty, and there was too much brazenness going on. Zemizem, Shenam, our people were chutzpahdik one to another. Hovishu kiso eva asu. Gambosh lo yavoshu, they were not embarrassed of one another. The great and the little were treated the same, meaning that there was no judgment. There was no, right, it was just a, almost like a utopia, and we're all the same. The base of the people were just like the Kohen. There was no differentiation. The land will be utterly smashed. There was no tochacha shenamar hayusare keilim lo matzu mir'eh. Ma'ayel zerosh shozev b'tzad znav shozev. Now the way of the aisle is that people bury their head, the aisle buries his head into the tail of another animal. Af yisol shaba'oso hador kafshu peneim b'karka v'lo chichu zedzeh. We buried our hands in the dirt, and we did not give proper tochacha one to another. Okay, we got to stop. We'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll continue finishing up with the Agadah over here. Tomorrow we'll resume back with Mishnayos and Gemara. Okay, Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Lechadodi, and Shalom Aleichem. As a quick recap of today's daf. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash Amar Tzegash Baruch Hu Zakh Yisrael Fiyach Achir Bem Torah Mitzvah Shenamar Nei Chafetz Amatzikol Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.